The Arizona Department of Corrections awarded Corizon a 5-year contract in March of 2013, but Corizon hasn't been keeping up their end of the bargain. After amending the contract to only require 90% staffing levels, the company can't even meet that benchmark. The state fines Corizon every month based on the failure to meet performance measures in the contract, but until recently that fine was capped at $90,000 a month. Now ADC and Corizon have come to an agreement for another amendment. Starting in November, the state will lift the cap on fines, exposing Corizon to potentially millions of dollars in sanctions each month. But Corrine Kendrick of the Prison Law Office says Corizon could actually end up getting even more money from the state through financial incentives in the amendment.
They are paying them to do what they already had contracted to do, which was to meet the requirements of the contract.
Corizon stands to make $3.5 million from the incentives. The prison healthcare contract is up for renewal next year. Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Phoenix.